Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And I think we're both feeling a little bit better this week.
Yeah.
I know I am.
Yeah. Still got like a little cough here and there, but definitely feeling a lot better.
Yeah. We definitely sound better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't record earlier in the week because my voice was fucking haggard until like late yesterday.
Yeah.
But that's good. I'm happy we're feeling better. But for this week, we're going to be talking about Cradle to the Grave from 2003.
Yes, sir.
This was my pick.
Yep.
We've never done a Jet Li movie.
Nope.
You were a little surprised this was going to be our first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went on quite the run in the early to mid 2000s.
Yeah. And like, I haven't watched a Jet Li movie probably since then, honestly.
Okay.
Like, I thought the guy, like, I didn't think he was dead, but I, like, he had a disease or something a few years ago, right?
Yeah, he had something going on.
But I saw a video of him recently. He looks like normal now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's getting back into acting or not, but.
Yeah, probably not, but.
Yeah. Because he was in, what was it, Expendables 3 was the last one? I don't
Yeah,
think he was
maybe.
in 4.
No.
But, yeah. Anyways, yeah, I used to fucking love this movie whenever I was younger. Came out when I was 14, so it was like prime time.
Yeah, that's probably the last time I seen it too, when I like 20 years ago.
Yeah. I was always a big DMX fan back in the day, so I used to fuck with this movie
Me
quite a
too.
bit. But anyways, before we talk about it, we'll kick off our box office and news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
Finally have some beers.
Nice.
Drinking a hey, Cameron's Brewing Lawn Hero Light IPA.
Okay. I like that can.
Yeah, me too.
We both have the summer themes going right now. I'm drinking a No Boats on Sunday apple cider.
Nice.
What was your last four watched?
Watched a few things. So last four watch, let's see. Watched We Need to Talk About Kevin. Had never seen it before. Always kind of pops up on Letterboxd or streaming sites. It's pretty good. Didn't really know much about it, but it's kind of like a horror thriller kind of thing. I think the performances in it are really good. Ezra Miller is creepy and just does a great job. And Tilda Swinton does a great job too. Yeah, I heard the book is really good too. So,
Okay.
yeah. Watched Dolly from what? Released in not theaters or streaming sites last year, but like festivals. So,
Yeah.
it was all right. I thought. I don't know. It was kind of silly. Some kills were kind of cool. Some really awesome cameos I didn't expect, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
Then I watched Now You See Me, Now You Don't from last year, the third movie in this trilogy.
Yeah.
Don't know why really they made another one, but I don't know. It was all right. It wasn't really like fully watching it. Like it was, if you've seen the first two, it's literally nothing really new. So
Yeah,
this adds some new people. And then decided to rent Scream 7. It'll probably be on Paramount next week, but I was just kind of bored and I was like, yeah, I'll watch it. I hated this movie. I thought this is definitely the worst of the franchise for me. Like I said in my review, like when they announced Scream 7, I was like kind of excited, but then all the bullshit, like the top two actresses dropped out, and then they were bringing Neve Campbell back, and then just rewrites and I just lost total interest in the movie, and you can tell in this movie that like they had no idea what the fuck they were doing. Like I really hate that Kevin Williamson is attached to this movie. Like I don't know if he's a sole writer or if it was kind of forced by the movie studios. But yeah, I thought this was not good, and I don't know why they're making a Scream 8. Like it's just, I don't know, disappointing. But also not really because they wasn't really expecting much from it. But yeah, that's it.
That's fair. I randomly threw on Orange County the other night.
Yeah, that was random.
It was so random, but I am happy that I did because it's, I don't know, it's a fun one. It's not great by any means, but I had a good time watching it. I watched Return to Silent Hill, and man, that
Is it
movie
really that
is
bad?
so bad, man. It's so bad. Maybe I'm being too harsh on it.
Because isn't it like pretty much Silent Hill 2?
But it just felt like I said in my review on Letterboxd, it felt like they just put a prompt into chat GPT, Jesus Christ, I can't talk, into chat GPT and just like kind of let it make a movie. The CGI is like worse than it was in the original movie. And it just, it looks fucking terrible. The story is so all over the place and just, I don't know, man. It's maybe because I only gave it half a star. Maybe I'm being a little too harsh on it, but I was pretty fucking pissed off with it. I watched Sisu Road to Revenge.
Nice.
It's on par with the first one. It
Okay,
is
nice.
so violent. It's fucking balls to the wall. Some of the kills in this movie are insane. But yeah, I had a great time watching it, and I definitely recommend checking it out.
Nice.
And then I also watched Scream 7, and I also did not enjoy it. It was a huge letdown. Because like I liked Scream 6 quite a bit. And I think if they could have if all the cast came back for this one, I think it could have done well. But yeah, it's just, it was a big disappointment.
And like for me, like I don't know, like I guess semi spoilers, so fast forward ahead like 30 seconds if you don't want, but like the whole AI thing was so fucking dumb, so stupid. And then also one death in it, character's death in it, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like maybe it's kind of going for like the Drew Barrymore thing, but like I feel like this was, I don't know, just didn't make sense for this movie.
I'm assuming it's who I think it is, but like the big actress that's in it, one of them.
And was in a certain music video.
But yeah, I don't know. People are going to make their own judgments on it, but I wasn't a fan. All right, for the box office, in fifth place, we have The Drama. Brought in 2.6 million. It's not making
Nice.
a lot of money, but in fourth place, we have Lee Cronin's The Mummy, brought in 5.5. Also not making a lot. I thought it was going to make a lot more. It's only sitting at 23 million domestic right now after a week and a half, 2 weeks now. In third place, Project Hail Mary, brought in 12.8. Second place,
Still doing pretty good.
yeah, it is. Second place, Super Mario Galaxy Movie, brought in 20.5. And in first place, in its opening weekend, we have Michael that brought in 97.2.
Damn.
Yeah, good opening weekend. I've heard mixed reviews. Some people say it's hot trash, and then some people have loved it. So I don't know. Feel like it'd be a good theater experience, though. All right. What we got for the 4Ks?
4Ks, we got Cold Storage.
It keeps popping up. I want to watch it.
Yeah, I think that's what Liam Neeson, is that Joe Keery?
Yeah.
Maybe. Kind of looks like him. Dust Bunny.
Two.
Moneyball. I thought that may have already been on 4K, but I guess not.
Yeah.
The Ghost Galleon, Boxcar Bertha, Massacre, Lucio Fulci, Office Killer, Throw Mama from the Train,
Peace.
Hold That Ghost, Ilsa the Wicked Warden, Stardust, The Ark of the Sun God, The Hunters of the Golden Cobra, Jungle Raiders, Tiger on the Beat 1 and 2, Inner Space, Soldier, John Singleton's Hood
Oh,
Trilogy
that's a sick set to
on
have.
Criterion. That is sick. Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, and Baby Boy. That's a nice one.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That's it.
Couple decent ones.
Not bad. Bad.
Right. Ready to dive into this movie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Cradle to the Grave from 2003. Starting off the synopsis, a jewel thief's daughter is kidnapped after he steals a collection of prized black diamonds, which aren't at all what they seem. Get that synopsis very cryptic and not giving
Yeah,
too much
yeah.
away. So I actually had to look up how to pronounce this director's name. It's on oh fuck, how was it? I think it's
Isn't
just Andre.
it? I'm pretty sure Andre, yeah.
Yeah. Andre Bartkowiak. He did Romeo Must Die, which stars Jet Li. And he did Exit Wounds, which stars DMX.
Oh, nice.
He did Doom, which we've covered on this podcast.
Right.
And he also did Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Okay.
Which is ironic because I watched a video the other day on TikTok and it was like the top 10 worst video game adaptations. And I think this one was in the top three of this guy's list of like worst.
Okay.
I've never watched it though.
Yeah.
This stars DMX playing Anthony Fate, Jet Li playing Sue, Mark Dacascos playing Ling, and sweet, sweet Gabrielle Union playing Daria.
Yes.
And then so many honorable mentions in this movie.
Yeah.
It was fucking wild.
I just want to mention real quick, we were talking about Jet Li before recording.
Yeah.
So yeah, he did Mulan in 2020.
Okay.
And
I still need to
then
watch that.
me too. And then his last movie is actually came out this year.
Okay.
I think it's a Chinese movie, Blades of the Guardians. So yeah, he took like a 6-year hiatus.
Okay.
But he has no upcoming movies as of right now.
So he's kind of just taking it easy then.
Yeah.
All right. Makes sense. Do you want me to just rhyme off everybody that I have written down here? Because
I
there's a lot.
mean, the ones that like I recognized in that one scene was Tito Ortiz
Yeah.
and Chuck Liddell.
Yeah. Randy Couture is also in there.
Yes, okay, that's who I saw, and I was like, the guy looks familiar. I know he's the UFC
Yeah.
fighter, but who else was in there?
I didn't write anybody else down for that.
Oh, okay.
There was just those three. But then like we have Anthony Anderson, Kelly Hugh, Dragon, who was part of the Rough Riders back in the
Yeah.
day, Tom Arnold, Michael Jace, Lester Spite. Did you recognize him?
Yeah, he's it's terrible, but he's the
Yeah.
guy in Harold and Kumar, Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Whatever Rod Corddry or whatever his name is
Yeah.
pulls out the grape soda.
Yeah. He was also Terry Tate, the office linebacker back in the. Remember the fucking Super
The
Bowl
what?
commercials? The office linebacker? Their Super Bowl commercials.
I don't remember that, no.
Oh man, they were so fucking funny. He would just
Yeah.
like go around an office building and just like tackle everybody in the office.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, then we have Randy Couture, Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell. Chi McBride was uncredited for whatever reason. And then Daniel Dae Kim played a very small role in this one
Oh,
as
really?
well. Yeah, which I
I didn't
thought was
even
weird.
I don't even remember seeing him.
I think he was one of the people that wanted to buy the stones.
Oh, okay. Maybe, yeah. There's also Martin Kleba. Recognize him from Pirates of the Caribbean. He was the little guy, the little like referee guy. Yeah.
Man, his character was so funny.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Get back of that ring, I'm gonna kick your ass. But yeah, this movie had a lot of people. All right. I'm ready to talk about it.
Yes, sir. So yeah, this movie is just straight up early 2000s movie. As soon as you get into it, we get a sick opening track of, I believe, DMX with D12, I think. Yeah. And there's a few good tracks in this movie, obviously, because it says DMX in it, right? So the movie opens up. It's showing kind of a montage of a job that Anthony is doing. He's a diamond thief. He has like a team. There's Tommy, who's like the driver, and then his wife slash girlfriend is
Daria.
Daria. I'm gonna write that down because I know I'll forget. Daria, and then I believe the guy that's at the beginning is Miles, I think. So yeah, we see Miles and Anthony. They are going underground this like condo thing, and they're breaking up into where the room is, where the safe is, and then Daria and Tommy are have to cause a distraction with the security guard. And I love this scene because
So good.
Daria goes in to kind of seduce the guard, and then it turns out the security guard is gay. So then she's like, abort, abort, goes to Tommy, and she's like, he's gay. You're up. And Tommy's like, what are you talking about? And I just love, like, Anthony Anderson is such a likable guy, man. He's so good. He's so funny. He's like flirting with the guy and stuff
Talking
like
about how he
this.
wants him
And
to handcuff him and everything.
So yeah, they switch out the camera in the room to make it look like that's still kind of recording nothing. And then it's a very interesting way to open up a safe. They stick like a needle kind of thing into the safe like lock wheel thing, and then they use dry ice to freeze the inside and then just fucking harpoon the thing off of the fucking safe like it was, and then they
They
just like
were,
press a button to open up the safe, and it's like, okay, I don't know.
they were not being quiet about this at all. It's like the security guard hears the fucking missile kind of thing go off, and then Tommy's just like, "Ah, oh, it must have been an earthquake." This guy's terrible at his job.
Oh, even like Anthony and this whole crew, like, I don't know, like they did a good job getting into it, but like they have no idea what the fuck they're looking for. Like they're just going in and grabbing shit. Like they get inside and they're just like open up the security box. And it's like they don't have keys to get in the security box. It's probably just opening up the boxes like it's nothing. But they're looking for these black diamonds. And then we see Sue, who is Jet Li. He is calling Anthony, telling him like, I called the cops, get her there. You have my diamonds, basically. I want them back. And then we see them in the underground subway, and Miles gets caught by Sue. What was your first impression of Sue?
Man, I fucking love this character so much. One of the coolest things ever. Brady was sitting out with me watching the first little bit of it, and whenever we see Sue like dropping down level by level on the outside of the skyscraper, and I said to Brady, I'm like, "You want to hear something cool?" He's like, "What?" I'm like, "He actually did that." And like Jet Li in his prime was so fucking good, man. Just, I say it in my review later on, but like all of his fighting and all of his movements, it's so fluid and effortless. Like he's fighting guys with one arm basically throughout this whole movie. He's just like kind of boop, 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 just fucking them all up.
I was kind of like thinking like Jet Li, like I've seen a lot of his movies, but I haven't seen them in a very long time, so I don't really remember most of them. But like I used to watch the one I think it's called Fearless,
War.
War, Romeo Must Die, but I haven't seen those in 20 years, so I don't remember them. But Jet Li is kind of like, for action stars like martial arts, he's kind of like the like Gucci, like high-end, like flashy kind of guy, and then like Jackie Chan is like the like silly uncle kind of thing, like
Yeah, that's a good
you
way of
know.
putting it.
But yeah, so yeah, he's just like fighting this guy with like basically one hand and like one foot, and then just like takes the shit so easily from him. Then we see Sue goes back to the heist and basically asks for whoever's in charge, and he like flips his little thing, and we find out later that he's like basically like secret intelligence for like the Taiwanese, basically. So Anthony has these diamonds. He's going to meet Archie, who is played by Tom Arnold, who
So
I
good.
love Tom Arnold, man. But this movie, like for me, the whole Anthony storyline, like, is so useless to me. Like, he literally doesn't even know what he stole. Like, he goes to Archie to find out and know, like, he's like, find out what these are worth. It's like, you went through all of this to steal these black diamonds. You have no idea what they are, what they're worth. Like, what if they're worth, like, fucking $2,000, you know?
Well, I mean, we find out later on how much they're worth, but
Yeah, but I mean, like, he does all this for nothing. His daughter gets kidnapped, and what does he get in the end of the movie?
That's true, really, because the whole deal was steal whatever you want. Anything that you take is yours except for the black diamonds. Like, whoever this buyer is, they want the black diamonds. They don't want anything else. They don't give a shit. But like
And all he
they
takes is the
lose.
necklace for his daughter. That's it.
Miles and Daria each had a bag of diamonds, like just regular diamonds, but they both lose them. So they did this entire thing for nothing.
Yeah, and in the end, he just like retires. He gets nothing out of all this. So like, I don't know, like the whole Anthony story like just literally just makes zero sense
That's true.
to me. He's kind of not needed in this movie, but anyway. But yeah, I love Archie's character in this. Tom Arnold, I love Tom Arnold. Like I used to watch so much. What was the movie, like not The Losers, but it was like his family was like these nerds or the Stupids, I think it's called. Remember that movie? So then we see Sue is going to, or no, Sue isn't there. Anthony's going to visit the guy's apartment who like set him up with the job. And we see him dead in the fish tank. He was killed by Lane and Sona, who are all these Taiwanese mobsters, like weapon dealers kind of thing. So they're the ones who are after these black diamonds. And Sue is basically here to stop him, pretty much. So first kind of fight scene we see with Sue and Anthony. They're in this like alley chasing after a couple guys, and just ridiculous. Like DMX runs up a wall, does a backflip, and it's like it's
Oh
so
man, I used
fucking
to think
dumb.
that was
Like,
so cool.
but then this is when they kind of decide to like kind of work together a little bit. But yeah, DMX, he's not a good actor at all.
He's not, but I, for whatever reason, I still enjoy him act.
I mean, just his line delivery, like it's how he acts, like in his CDs, and you know, just that loud mouth, like Just raw energy and doesn't give a fuck, like angry all the time, and yeah.
I do like this fight scene though, because like we have Jet Li, who is a fucking top tier martial artist, and then we have DMX, who's just kind of bringing like his own street fighting type of persona. So we see the way the two of them fight, and I don't know, it's just cool. And yeah, whenever the dogs, he's like, the car, and they run and lock these dogs.
It's a little fun scene. So Anthony and Sue end up going back to Archie's place, and Archie shows him, tells him that diamonds are gone, and he's like, I like the line, he's like, oh, look at these old VHS tapes, are trying to like distract Anthony from seeing the video. So he ends up telling the people where the diamonds are, they take the diamonds. But would Anthony leave all the diamonds with Archie? Give him one diamond.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to know.
It's a pawn shop. Like anything can happen.
Yeah, exactly. So someone stole them. Anthony thinks that a guy named Jump Chambers stole them. And then this is where we find out that Sue is Taiwanese intelligence. And then Anthony's daughter ends up getting kidnapped by Lane, and hence they have to start working together. So they're going to see Jump Chambers, who did we mention the actor? I forget.
McBride.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did mention him.
Yeah.
He's uncredited in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
It was kind of the same character as, was he the one in I Love You something? That movie with Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor
Oh, I love you,
when
Philip
they go to
Morris.
jail. Yeah. He was in like a prison movie where he played a gay guy. I think it was that movie. Maybe it was him I was thinking of.
I'm not seeing Chi on this cast list.
Okay. Anyway. But I love his setup in here. He's like basically like fucking Goodfellas, right? Like he has
Yeah.
fucking bed, a full kitchen, like got
He's got a
everything.
cook working for him.
Yeah. And yeah, he doesn't admit that he took the diamonds, but he's also like is giving Anthony a hard fucking time, and then his cook like asked to take care of business, and then he says yes, and then just Sue just drop kicks the guy in the face and knocks him out.
Yeah. I love like jumping. He's such a fucking prick. 'Cause
Yeah.
like Anthony's like, "Oh, they have my little girl, like she's only 8 years old, blah blah blah," and Jump's like, "Make another one."
Oh
It's
yeah.
like, "Man, that's
And
so
he's like, what do you mean?
savage."
Like, that's my little girl.
So fucking
And
savage.
he says, oh, you can make another one, like a once in a lifetime opportunity is, something. So
Yeah.
so we see Anthony's little girl's like tied up in this like van that's like they spray painted the windows and stuff, and then they end up like taping up her legs and her mouth. She ends up getting the key and kind of driving away temporarily. But yeah, these guys fucking suck. This little girl that kicks her ass is like fucking throughout this whole movie.
Yeah, she's feisty.
So one thing I didn't really understand, or maybe I didn't catch it. So what is like their plan to get into this club? That's where they think the diamonds are.
Yeah, it's
Because
Jump's club.
Daria is trying to get a job with Odeon, I think his name is.
Yeah.
So that's Jump's club.
Yeah, so it's a strip
Okay.
club. And
Right.
Odeon is like the manager there. So I think she's just pretending to get a job so that she. And then Anthony comes. Because they think. Because Jump, like how you mentioned, he doesn't say that he has the diamonds or anything like that. But Anthony thinks that they're in this club.
So yeah, we see Anthony and Miles, they like jump onto the roof and they get in through the roof. And then meanwhile, Tommy is pretending to be a exterminator and gets in there and sets up like these, I think, fake things. And then that's where they kind of go searching for the diamonds and yeah. What's your thoughts on Gabrielle Union?
In what regard?
Both ways.
She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
Not a great actress, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like anybody could have played this role. She didn't
Yeah.
bring anything
Yeah.
great to the table, but
Like
I don't
from
know.
like the actresses kind of like from this time, like is she like one of your like favorites or
No,
like
no.
no? Yeah.
I don't even like she was in this and Bring It On. I don't even know what else she's been in,
Yeah, same.
to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we see Archie is with Sue, and they are see like I didn't know what they were fucking doing. Like it's for me it all the storylines are kind of all over the place, right? Like I don't know if it's just me, but all I know is they were looking for a guy with a certain ring because he might have the diamonds or know where the diamonds are.
Yeah, they
Right?
have no fucking clue where these diamonds are. Because Archie said that he saw a guy with a big fat ring on his pinky
Yeah.
whenever they robbed his pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
So either they have it or the bag of diamonds is at Chambers Club. Spoiler alert, it's at neither location.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sue and Archie go to this fucking underground fight club to try and find this guy in this fight club.
Yeah.
And I feel like this whole like little side plot is just to show what Jet Li is able.
It was pretty much like not the only action scene, but I felt like the only scene for me, like not to kind of spoil my thoughts on this movie, but kind of the only scene for me that is worth watch that this movie is worth watching for.
Okay.
Yeah, because we get to see like Jet Li, he's most of the movie he's going one-handed, one-legged, but in this, like we see him kind of open up and get pissed off and is like, okay, I'll show you what I can fucking do.
Yeah, he's fighting like 30 guys at one time.
Yeah. Cause to get into the place, they won't let Archie in. So then he's like, oh, this is my fighter. So they put like the number on him and then Sue's like, I don't want to fight. And he's like, oh, you don't have to, it's just to get in. And then they call, they're like going around trying to look at people's like rings and stuff. And then they call the numbers, and Sue's like, I'm not fighting. He's like, just go in there while I find this. And then, like, everyone's like, this little fucking guy is gonna fight. And then he's fighting, who'd you say, Couturier?
Yeah, Randy Couture.
Yeah, Rick Couture, yeah, sorry. And he's just like running away for now. And then they find the ring. And then Sue's like, all right, I quit. And then the little guy's like, you can't fucking leave. Like, I'll kick your fucking ass. And then all the guys come in, and then Sue picks up the little guy, starts swinging him around. And just this whole scene is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love the scene too, because like eventually the fence breaks, so Sue's just like using the fence as a trampoline
That was
basically,
a cool
because it's
scene.
it was cool, but it's
Yeah.
like it doesn't, fences don't work like that, but
No,
it was
no.
just, it was so fun to watch.
It was, yeah. Then yeah, so we get the dance club scene. Anthony ends up because all these guys come into the room that Anthony and Miles are robbing. Miles and all of them leave, and then Anthony's like, ah, fuck this! Like he's fucking beats the shit out of the guys in there, ends up getting arrested, and then when he's getting arrested, getting like patched up, he sees these like dirt bikers with like ATVs, and he decides to steal the ATV and he goes on this sick chase with this like blue ATV.
This is another reason to watch this movie, dude.
This was this one scene I remember from this movie,
I
for
fucking
sure.
love this scene.
Yeah. Definitely iconic.
Yeah, because he's got the cops chasing after him, and then he's got the guy whose ATV he stole, he's on a dirt bike and he's trying to
Yeah.
chase him down too. And it's just down, and it's
Yeah, so there's gonna be a meeting in Chinatown. Archie found the guy with the rain, and we see Lane go to Chambers to visit him and find out what's going on. Ends up killing the cook with a fucking lobster claw in the side of
Love
his
it.
neck.
Yeah.
Fucking sick. And then Chambers ends up getting killed with a fork in the back of his neck. Yeah. Anthony and Sue are where I don't even know where they're at. They're at some place. They're checking someone's fountain. I think it's Chambers'
Yeah.
house, I think, or
They're
office or
back at the
something.
club.
Oh, okay, back at the
It's
club.
his, yeah, it's his office in the club.
Yeah, so they're looking through this like water fountain that has all these stones in it. They don't find them, but then Sue ends up finding one of the diamonds. And he says Lane has the rest of the diamonds for sure. We see Anthony's daughter gets untied. She ends up using finding a cell phone in there, calling her dad. And DMX has no emotion at all. He's just like one
Tries,
tone. That's it. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So he ends up calling her dad. They kind of figure out where she's at. She tells them that there's these green lights and chairs, and then Sue is like, oh, it's a Taiwanese thing. They need to make the stone seem more powerful that it is so they can sell them or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was kind of stupid. So they're selling the stones tonight. They're at the Wick Airfield. And then we see Lane do the presentation to all of the most powerful and power like rich weapons dealers in the world. And he's like showing off a piece of like the diamond, and he's showing like how powerful it can get. It's like, okay, Tomahawk missile, and then it goes up to like Hiroshima, then it's like two Hiroshimas, and then it goes up even more, and then these like New World Order. And then all of, like the people get super excited. But then we see Archie and Tommy bust through the door of a fucking tank.
Yeah, I fucking love this. We need more movies with Anthony Anderson together.
Yes. Great duo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're in this, and at first, like Tommy is like kind of like threatening them with like the machine gun on top. He's not
Yeah.
actually using it. And then a guy opens the door, and there's a fucking big ass fucking machine gun, and they shoot them, and he's like, what do I do? And then Archie's like, use the fucking gun. So he's like trying to shoot the gun and runs out of ammo, and then trying to like load the tank, and he's like, how do I
How do
do
I
it? He's
load
like,
it?
yeah, he's like, put the fucking bullet in the giant asshole. So good. And then I think Anthony is like on outside with like a sniper rifle, I think, or Miles might be, I don't know.
I think it's
But we
Miles, actually.
see, yeah, we see Sue fighting with Sona. And then Daria ends up coming in and fighting her. We get like this little like girl fight, like I don't know, it was all right. Daria ends up shooting her, I think, and killing her. We see Anthony's daughter running away. There's a guy chasing after her. We see Lane ends up getting in a helicopter, and then Archie and Tommy shoot the helicopter down and get this giant explosion and classic cheesy, bad guy, good guy fight with a rain of fire and
Yeah.
pouring rain and just this one location, that's it, nowhere else. But we get like this pretty good fight between them. There was one move that Sue did in the octagon where he like grabbed a guy's rib cage
Oh yeah.
and then
Oh
threw him, and then
fuck.
he tries it on Lane as well, but Lane like stops him from doing it.
Yeah. That would hurt so much.
Oh man, he gets deep in there, man.
Fuck.
But this last thing just like totally, I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? So, like, he grabs something in Lane's pocket. I don't know exactly. It looks like a what's like the pill that people take when they want to like just kill themselves. It
Can't
looked like
remember what
one
it's
of
called.
those.
Yeah, it's synthetic
So
plutonium is what it is, though.
okay, because I was like, oh, he put like the thing that like poisons people. So he puts it in his throat and he like it cuts like a shitty CGI of it. I was like, what is going on? And then he like karate chops it, like breaks it, and then we see his face like light up, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It's
Like,
such a fucking out of place death in this movie. Because, like, yeah, I don't know. It's gory, quote unquote.
a
Just
little
be
bit, I don't know.
like, yeah, it's like they were trying to go for shock value, but like, it is so out of place.
Very, very. So yeah, good guys win. Like we said at the beginning of the movie, the stones are going to be destroyed. Sue gets what he came for, and then at the end, Anthony is like, "Oh, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. You guys should stop too." And then it's just like, okay, what's the whole point of your story?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
The
So, yeah.
only thing he got out of this entire thing was that necklace.
Yeah. Anyway. Anything else?
No.
Alrighty. Well, that's the way the feet fly.
I know your score is good.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So I gave it a 1.5 out of 5.
Expect that low.
I don't know if I like this movie back when it first came out. It's been so long since I've seen it, but I don't know. Like, I would probably watch it again, just kind of like throw it on, have fun kind of thing. But like, it's definitely not gonna be my first choice for any movie like this. I would rather watch something else. I think Jet Li is cool in this, but he also feels held back a lot in this movie, like more than I thought. And DMX, go
I
ahead.
feel like they wanted this to be a DMX movie and they didn't.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like I said, like just the story is just convoluted all over the place. Doesn't make sense. The DMX is not a good actor, but excuse me. Sorry about that. He's just
Snuck out on you.
it did, yeah. He's just funny. And like Tom Arnold and Anthony Anderson are amazing, and it's not a good movie. Probably you may watch it again, but I don't know. Yeah.
You bought it,
So
so you have to.
I did, yeah, it's 10 bucks. And the soundtrack's awesome. Like it has a really good soundtrack. We get that in the movie, I think whenever he steals the ATV, we get the one of his top tracks that he released. I forget which one it
Where the
was.
hood, where the hood, where the
Yeah,
hood
yeah.
at? Yeah.
So obviously like nostalgia for me, 'cause I was a massive rap fan in around this time. Yeah, so 1.5 out of 5.
All right. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Wow, okay.
Purely, most likely purely based on nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
I said it's not a masterpiece by any means, but it's a good, fun movie. Some pretty kick-ass fights with lots of different variation. Like it's not just like one type of fighting. Like we get in the UFC ring and then we get
Yeah.
a lot of one-to-one, and then you got Jet Li with his martial arts, you got DMX with his street fighting. So I don't know. There's just some of the fights were pretty fun. Like you said, the soundtrack is fucking next level, which is to be expected with T. And then we have the massive Arnold. So I
Yeah.
don't know. I loved this movie. Came out. I watched the shit out of it. I think I still have the DVD owned back then.
Nice.
So yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed this back in the day, and that's kind of now. Like I know it's not a great. It's fun. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see the critics' consensus. I feel like you wrote this. Dumb and by the numbers, but serviceable.
Okay.
Based on that, what do you think?
37%.
You're kind of close. 27%.
Oh, wait, I was gonna go higher actually, and then I dropped it a bit.
That's on 122. And the audience score was a 52%. on 50,000 ratings and an average score.
Damn. Okay. Letterboxd has a 2.8 out of 5. So pretty close to what you what Rotten Tomatoes was. No one has watched this movie, so
Yeah.
yeah.
What do you got for me?
Do 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 do. All right, this week, I am doing a top five opposites attract.
Okay. Blind
All
ranking.
right. Yes.
I like
All
this
right.
topic.
So first one, we got Martin Riggs and Roger Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon.
Am I ranking the movie or am I ranking the team?
The team, or like how much you like kind of their that duo basically.
Can't use number one on the first. I'll go two. I'll go two.
Wow. Okay. Unexpected. Unexpected.
Do you think I was gonna go one?
No, I thought you were gonna go lower, honestly.
Oh, man, it's Lethal Weapon.
We got our boys, Alan Gamble and Terry Hoitz.
Fuck. I'll go three. That's from the other guys.
Yes, sir. Very interesting. You might hit me after this list, honestly, so I apologize.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We got our boys in this one. We got Sue and Anthony Fate.
I'll go five for this one.
That makes sense. How did you like, what did you think of their, what did,
Camaraderie.
I think they didn't have zero chemistry, honestly,
No, yeah,
but
they didn't
yeah.
really.
We got Agent Lee and Detective Carter from Rush Hour.
I'll go number one for that one.
Okay. I'm very interested to see how you feel about this last one. We got the Terminator and John Connor.
Which John Connor?
T2.
T2? All right,
Yeah.
T2. So that's in
That's going
fourth?
to four. Yeah.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. That would have been number one.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
That would have been number one. Rush Hour would have been number two. And then three and four and five. Yeah. Shit.
Still a good list.
That is a that I like that topic. That's a damn fourth for Terminator. I don't like that. It is what it is. All right. It's time for our
Cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts?
I'll go with like a 4 out of 10. We already mentioned it, but like not enough, Kung Fu Jet Li stuff. He only really had like definitely one scene to shine, and even like the last fight was kind of like it's like the big bad, and he's still fighting with like one hand. It's like,
Yeah.
what are we doing here?
Yeah, put some effort into it.
And like DMX doesn't really bring any, like his scene with the ATV is pretty cool, but like doesn't really fight really that much or just uses random objects.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll go with 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Favorite stunts. We already briefly mentioned it, but when he grabbed the guy by the ribs in the ring and
Okay.
fucking hucked him over. Because you can see like literally his ribs,
Oh
like,
yeah, he
oh, it's
grabs a hold of
brutal.
it underneath, like,
Yeah.
ugh. And like, I don't know, I'm a big guy, so like for me to even like attempt it doesn't work, but
Yeah. But like that whole scene was like probably like 4.5 minutes long. Like
yeah.
it was pretty lengthy. And stunt I would like to try, I mean, gotta be on that ATV going through LA or wherever they are in this movie. Yeah. And it's a sick looking ATV too.
It is, yeah. For my stunts, I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Just said like Jet Li's so fun to watch everything he does. And like that scene at the beginning with the building, like that's fucking insane.
Yeah,
That
that's a
scene.
good scene too. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that alone fucking bumps the score. Which leads me to my next one because that's also my favorite stunt in the movie.
Okay.
It's not a fighting thing. It's not anything. It's just him dropping from floor to floor and catching himself on the fucking balconies of each floor. It's just insane, man. And then stunt I want to try. I also said the. I just feel like it'd be a
Nice.
lot of fun. And then especially at the end because he like busts through that one window and he's going from rooftop to rooftop.
Oh yeah, the dirt bike's chasing him.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, then he's like, meet me in Chinatown. He's just going across the roofs on the ATV. It's like so stupid.
Yeah. All right, cool. That wraps it all up. Did you do your wheel spin?
I didn't know.
No, you just picked one on your own.
I just picked one, yeah. All right, so our last few movies have been pretty high octane, over the top. So we're gonna tone things down a little bit, and we're gonna throw on our poker faces and watch Casino Royale.
Okay.
Eh?
I haven't watched this movie.
It's not right, man. You need to correct that.
I know. This is the first Daniel Craig. This
Yes.
is his first.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I dig it. Definitely toned down from what we passed
Yeah.
few
Yeah.
episodes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. In the meantime, you guys can catch Sad a Podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Shoot us a message if you want to make any suggestions. Otherwise, come back in a couple weeks or.
Sir. Cool.
All right.
Talk to you guys in a couple weeks.